It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And in Reedsport, we find State Representative Boomer Wright on with us. Representative, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle. It's great to be here.
Well, you recently announced your plan to retire or not to run again for another term in the Oregon State Legislature. Talk about what led to that decision.
Well, there's always that feeling you have when you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, and to be able to go out on a high note is pretty important. I have grandchildren and great grandchildren I don't get to see as much as I'd like, and I think it's time for me to move on to other things. I'm 77 years old. I think it's time for younger people to get involved with politics and make a difference for Oregon. So I think it's the right time for me to head into the sunset and do other things.
Now, you've been in the legislature for how long? What year were you first elected?
I was elected in 21.
So what have
so
you...
it's been 5 years.
What has that time been like to for you compared to a lot of other things you've done in life?
Well, I think it's a culmination. You look back over your life and you find that wherever you are in life, it's usually made up of your experiences and choices that you've made previously. I was in education for 31 years as a public education, as a teacher, principal, superintendent. I worked once I retired from education for Sokol Credit Union out of Eugene, so I understand the banking industry a little bit. I was also hired to be the manager at Sea Lion Caves, so I ran a business for 5 years successfully. So I understand a little bit about business and how it works and what support it needs. I also did subbing at the high school level here on the coast and got to listen to teachers and kids and what's going on there, which I think made me much more effective in the House of Representatives than otherwise I would have been.
Now, you live in Reedsport. Your district is part in Douglas County, but you've got a district that's, frankly, has a bit of a bizarre map and goes all over the place.
Yes, it does. Of course, that has to do with redistricting, and we didn't have a lot of, the Republicans didn't have a lot to do with redistricting. The Democrats decided how that was going to go. I go from my district 9 is from Coos Bay up to Florence. I go into Scottsburg, and I go into Elvira, Veneta, Alvador, Triangle Lake, up that way. So it's a large district.
And as you look at the time in the legislature, are there a couple particular things that you're especially happy about that you feel like you've made a real difference?
Well, I think if I were to say what I'm most proud of, I would say it's the hardworking, resilient, independent, freedom-loving constituents that make up District 9. I think we understand here on the coast the importance of working together to get things done. We can't always depend on the state for support. If we want to get, cost-effective, common sense and timely things done, we understand that we've got to do it ourselves. And it has been my honor to represent District 9 to support those efforts.
What do you think in the legislature, do you think more work needs to be done to get the two parties to cooperate?
Oh, absolutely. As with the concept of competition, working with people, comparing things with people is how you get things done. And unfortunately, right now, there's a one-party system in Salem. They control the House of Representatives and the Senate. They control the Treasury. They control our Justice Department. The governor appoints the heads of our agencies, and if not that, she appoints the committees that run those agencies, who then pick the people who actually are the directors. So it's a one-party system. There is no checks and balances in Oregon right now, and that worries me. Although, to be very honest, I have seen a thaw a little bit in that, and that people seem to be understanding that the way things are going right now isn't working for Oregon, obviously. We're in the bottom of the barrel on a lot of lists, whether that's education or business. And we need to make a turnaround. We're going in the wrong direction, and I think people are finally understanding that it's time to redirect where we're going so that Oregon can get back to the amazing place it's always has been.
Just a few weeks away from the short session of the legislature, what's some of your hopes for that session?
Well, obviously, it's going to be about transportation and figuring out how we're going to do that. I want to thank all the people in the area of Douglas County who signed the papers to create the initiative to get rid of that bill. Excuse me. We don't need more taxes. We don't need more regulations. Basically, what we need is to better and wisely use the money that we already have. And we can't keep, robbing Peter to pay Paul. People are absolutely tired of that. And I think our governor is finally understanding that. And hopefully we'll work with her to get something that's more reasonable for people as we move forward. So that'll be the biggie. The two things I'm going to be working on are as a nuclear energy study bill. We're going to be needing extra energy between now and 2030 in particular, but in an emergency state in by the time we get to 2050. So we're going to need to look at energy, nuclear energy, and see if it's viable for Oregon after all. And then also I'm working with the Bay Area Hospital here in Coos Bay, North Bend, to help them kind of restructure a little bit, and also to be able to continue to be an amazing place for people to work and for people to go to when they need here on the coast.
Do you feel like the GOP in the midterm elections in Oregon has the potential to make some inroads and gain some seats?
Well, we hope so. Always before, excuse me, they seem to think that the administration that's presently in will not do as well in the midterms. I think that in Oregon in particular, people are very frustrated. We've got the majority party in Oregon is unaffiliated voters. So we have a lot of people who are really not happy with what's happening, but, you got to vote if you're going to make a change. You've got to voice yourself and to your representatives and senators to make sure they know how you're feeling. So that's the biggie. We need an upswell of people who say, I've had enough of this. Make sure that when you're in the House of Representatives or the Senate, you do things with common sense, reasonableness, and not try to cost-effectively cause problems to our workers. We need a better business-friendly policy bill. We need better education. There's a lot of things we need to work on, and I think it'll happen if the Republicans, Democrats finally get together and work together.
As you get ready to retire, pull out of the legislature at the end of the year, what's your hopes for your current seat and a new occupant?
Well, I'm supporting a young lady by the name of Claire Lynn. She's worked for me. She's worked in Washington, D.C. She's now working for the Republican Party there at the House of Representatives. I think she'll do a great job. She grew up in my home, and her family are personal friends. They are hardworking people in the forest industry. And I think she's going to do a heck of a job. I think she'll be more ready to do the job for District 9 than I was when I started, because she's had the experience. I think it's going to make the difference.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you again at some point along the way. But that wraps up our time for right now. Over in Reedsport, State Representative Boomer Wright, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet. Take care. God bless.
All right. 8:41 at the Morning Report.
Hey, Becky here, helping folks make sense.